Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily visit. Joseph?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Well, Brent Snedeker tees off early afternoon, and Frank brought this up earlier, a nice story, I don't know if you saw it or not, on the Golf Channel last night about Brent and what all went on with him last year at the Masters.
I did not see it. It was a great experience for him. You know, one of the first things I do when I grab the pairings is to see who he's paired with, and he's paired with Jose Maria Othabel, which will be a really interesting contrast in styles. Jose is a very deliberate player. Brandt is a very quick player. And so it's where you kind of have to, you'll have your test of professionalism for Brandt to keep himself focused and on his own pace and not be frustrated if things begin to slow down. You know, the other thing that I think is going to be interesting for him, and of course he's played in the big groups before, but looking at the way the pairings are, I think Tiger is maybe three groups behind him. So there are going to be a lot of people moving around ahead to try to get to where Tiger's going to come through. So Brandt's going to start to see a lot of that movement in the gallery early on. But he's had enough experience where I don't think he'll have any issues with that.
Yeah, Brandt tees off at 12:19, Tiger at 12:52. You're right, three groups behind. And Olathabel is a two-time Masters winner, of course.
Yep.
Other things to talk about. They had the final ESPN USA Today poll for women's basketball, mm-hmm. and Vanderbilt was eighth in there, so a nice finish.
Yeah, nice finish. I thought they really finished strongly in the season, and of course, you know, made that run through the SEC tournament and then again to the Sweet 16 and had a shot at advancing farther than that. But I just thought it was a great finish the way they played down the stretch. Certainly deserved honors for Jen Risper as National Defensive Player of the Year. Christina Wirth was honored for a number of things. On and off the court for performances. So they're going to be hard to replace. I know their banquet is next week, I believe, and that's always pretty emotional when you kind of get together for the last time for a season. So, but they've got a lot to celebrate. They had a great year.
And national honors for members of the bowling team as well.
Yeah, they're racking them in. Josie Earnest is the National Bowler of the Year for the second consecutive year, first time that's ever happened. Two other players honored. Brittany Hamilton was named as the Division I Rookie of the Year. She was second in the nation in scoring average, and Michelle Pelequin won All-American honors again. So basically, Vanderbilt has three of the top six bowlers in the nation, and it's pretty amazing to see that how far they've come in such a short time. And you know, Josie was not only National Bowler of the Year; she was number one in average this year, averaged 214 in all of her tournaments, won three tournaments, and finished in the top five seven times. So, but all the individual stuff gets put on hold because today's when it gets started, you know, and they'll bowl for their seeding today. And then after that, the elimination matches begin.
And Joe, I know with baseball going to Arkansas this weekend, certainly a tough test, but have to be encouraged after seeing Vanderbilt take two out of three against Florida last weekend.
It was certainly a big weekend. Vanderbilt needed it in terms of the SEC standing. It got them kind of back in the middle of the pack somewhat in the division. But you're right, going to Arkansas is going to be a huge challenge. They are, you know, right now the top team in the conference. They've got great talent. Now, they did have an interesting quirk of their schedule, is that the last two nights they played Arizona State in Fayetteville. So, and that's a big matchup of basically two of the top-ranked teams, depending on which polls you go by. So you have to hope, if you're a Vanderbilt fan, that maybe that took a little bit out of them, you know, before they get ready for this weekend. But it's going to be big. You know, there'll be 10,000 or so at the games, a great atmosphere. Going to be a little chilly, I believe. Look like the temperature is going to be in the 50s. But it's a great weekend if they can go on the road and get a couple of wins. That would be a huge jump for them.
They call the hogs in baseball, too?
They do. You better believe it. Oh, yeah. They get there early, and it's a great turnout. That their stadium is wonderful. Big club level, luxury boxes and all those kind of things. They take it very seriously.
Anything we haven't covered?
Nope, not for the moment.
Joseph, talk to you tomorrow.
All right, see you tomorrow.